You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, on October 15th, 2020, says we will have a vote on the judge 7 days from now, October 22nd. They're going to move forward. Ranking member Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, said, I think we need to search for more information. We need another 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, right. I don't think so. Well, the Biden campaign is now officially stating it would not, are you hearing this? Would not rule out the possibility that Joe Biden met with an advisor to Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas firm his son Hunter Biden worked for while Joe Biden was vice president in 2015. Of course, yesterday, the New York Post began to blow this story up, say they got a lot of emails off of a computer that had been turned in to be worked on at a shop. The shop owner making copies of it as they tried to retrieve and save the material and then realizing what he had, he turned it over to the FBI and also the Senate Intel Committee at that time beginning to investigate anything involving Crossfire Hurricane and things behind it, including the Bidens and Clintons. And when nothing happened, he apparently gave it to the New York Post and they decided we got enough to run with it. So again, let me restate for you. While Joe Biden said repeatedly, I had nothing to do with my son's dealings. I never met with anybody from Burisma. We know he played golf with one at one point. But now the Biden campaign, quote, would not rule out the possibility that he also had some kind of informal interaction with another Burisma contact. Hunter Biden also, according to some of these emails, canvassing possible business involvement with a major Chinese firm. As he said in his emails, I'd like these deals. They would, quote, be interesting for me and my family. You want to read between the lines? Be interesting? Look for dollar marks. Dollar marks. Well, President Trump, of course, watching all this happen, but more than just the story, it was the cover-up that started immediately. Twitter began to shut down the New York Post Twitter account. Facebook began to lock it down. They did not want any of it to be released again, and they were doing it on the basis and claim that, well, it hasn't been checked out by independent verification, and it's wrong, and we're just not going to let it go unchallenged, and we're going to shut it down for right now. We have new standards. Standards? You have standards to protect the DNC, I think. Well, now we have senators saying we want to issue a subpoena. We want the head of Twitter and Facebook and others in front of us to answer questions. President Trump saying it is out of control. It's like a third arm. Talking about the social media, a third arm, maybe a first arm of the Democrat National Committee as they try to protect Joe Biden and his son. Well, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey now acknowledging our communication around our actions to block the New York Post article was not great. We didn't give a good information as to why we're blocking. It was unacceptable. So he's saying, yeah, we did not do it. But they did for a while. They shut it down. And they also shut down the account of the Trump campaign today, saying Team Trump's tweet calling Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden a liar was wrong. The account reads, your account has been locked. What happened? We have determined that this account violated Twitter rules, specifically violating our rules against posting private information. The post, again, from Twitter to the Trump campaign stating, you may not publish or post other people's private information without their express authorization. Again, the Trump campaign tweet read, in part, Joe Biden is a liar who's been ripping off our country for years. So where is their issue? Is it because he said he's a liar or he's been ripping off our country for years? Either way, they shut it down. Trump campaign communications director saying this is election interference, plain and simple. Let me give you another example. Whether you are shutting this down, you have a New Jersey mayor, Democrat, under fire for her private Facebook post, which she put it. They didn't shut it down. And you know what she wrote? If you vote for the orange monster with COVID, go F yourself. They didn't take that down. They let they stand. That can stand. She can say that all day long. They don't have a problem with that. You know why? Yeah, she's a Democrat.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
We are slowly returning to normal as we knew life before COVID. Still, you need to be cautious. Make sure your business, school, place of worship are safe. Now, that's where Wellington Environmental can help. You can schedule professional fogging or deep cleaning with just a phone call. I'll give you a number. But first, you should know Wellington Environmental now offers fogging equipment you can use. These individual units are in high demand. Wellington has them available for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. Save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional fogging, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. And everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing. And this is a big smoking gun.
These accusations are as serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations and these emails.
Those are the words of Senator Kennedy of Louisiana after you heard President Trump. Yeah, every, quote, journalistic organization should be carrying out an investigation. But if you're on the left, there's nothing to see here. Keep moving along. There's nothing here. And they tried to shut it down yesterday, and it blew up in their face. We're going to get into a lot of detail of that over this hour as to what the social media was trying to do, and now the fallout because of it, and it's just beginning. And we're also going to point out that now the Biden campaign's admitting, as I mentioned in news and commentary, we cannot say that Biden did not meet with a Burisma official. The dam is breaking. And of course, tonight, President Trump is participating in a live town hall that will be broadcast by NBC. And there's another story. The leftists are incensed that NBC is going to give this platform to President Trump tonight at 8 o'clock. At the same time at 8 o'clock, Joe Biden is on ABC doing a virtual town hall, standing somewhere in a sound studio, nowhere near anyone. Now you tell me what's going to have the more excitement and engagement. And the left is saying, well, you can give Trump his time. You just don't have to do it on the same night that Joe Biden is trying to talk. I mean, you're dividing the people. You're making them decide which we're already trying to make them decide which one to support and which one they're going to follow. But the left says, we want our guy to be on the air for 2 hours unchallenged by anything from Trump. As if. A lot of folks are tuning in to watch that. We'll see the ratings and we'll know exactly. And that's the other thing they fear. It's going to reemphasize that Trump has a lot of support, enthusiastic support. Joe Biden is milquetoast. But this revelation out of the New York Post yesterday involving a computer and the emails taken from it. Now, again, let me set the stage for you a little bit. We're going to get into it. It's kind of hard to follow unless you go all the way through it. I'll spend more time later in the hour about the whistleblower and how it came to pass. But basically, someone that originally they thought was Hunter Biden, now there might be some question from the shop owner if it's actually Hunter or someone else, dropped off a computer that had been damaged by water. And they wanted to know, can you salvage this stuff and get the thing working again and salvage what's on it? Well, they started to work on it. And they began to open up these docks, trying to pull them out and protect them, and then see what was there. And what they found, according to the computer shop owner, were several emails showing a linkage between Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, while the very Joe Biden was serving as vice president, Hunter Biden making contacts with foreign entities, building on his father's name, using his father's name and his last name to make a lot of money, sometimes just to make an introduction. The same computer email stuff was turned over to the FBI by the guy, and also to Senator Johnson. Senator Johnson is the chair of the Senate Homeland Security, which was beginning to investigate the Crossfire Hurricane investigation itself, how the FBI did it, and also everything related to the Clinton administration and the Obama administration, and Comey, the FBI director, and Hunter Biden and the Ukraine Burisma energy operation and the money Hunter was getting and any connection also to Joe Biden. It was already acknowledged in the White House, apparently, that, yeah, this is kind of a conflict. We need to be careful here. And Joe Biden insisting, I never had contact with anyone really discussing the business. And yet there's a picture of him playing golf with Devin, I'm drawing a blank on his name now, who was a partner along with Hunter Biden at the time. Devin Archer, thank you. It took me a moment to find it again. That picture was there, but that, you know, just a golf. No big deal, right? A lot of business is done on golf courses. You do know that, right? But then this last August, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin, chair of the Senate Homeland Security, overseeing all this, released an open letter for all the media to see what they'd uncovered at that point, showing these connections. And in fact, in part of the letter, they start laying out some questions that need to be asked. What did the vice president do, reference any Ukrainian official? What was he doing, reference his son? In other words, how deep did this go as to who was getting what money and how? Senator Johnson says the Hunter Biden deals are very, very big deal.
What Hunter Biden had going for him was his last name. And he traded that last name, as did other members of the Biden family, to make millions of dollars. You know, $4.2 million from Burisma $3.5 million transferred from the former wife of the now deceased former mayor of Moscow. The intricate web, the vast web of financial connections and money, cash flowing back and forth between Hunter and his businesses and Chinese nationals that have the connections to the Chinese Communist Party, as well as People's Liberation Army as well. So this is very troubling.
Very troubling. And a lot of it was mentioned in that August 11 open letter, an open letter that Senator Johnson made public to recap the scope and goals of the investigation and raising those questions, not actually identifying the emails or putting them out in front of everyone. But enough was there that good reporting would have gone after it. And that includes, quote, good reporting on the right-wing media as well. Well, some did, but of course they got denounced all the time. And now the New York Post, publishing yesterday, it apparently was given the back, I should say, the material off the computer as well, after the computer shop owner saw that, hey, I went to the FBI, I gave it to Johnson's committee. Still nothing's really being done. The mainstream media ignoring it. So he took it to the New York Post. They said, we got enough here. We can publish. And we did. And they did. And then what happened? Well, as that began to take place, you began to see the internet giants kind of come together and start saying, how do we shut this down? I would really, really like to know about the communications between Facebook, Twitter, the CEOs, and the Biden camp or the DNC or anyone else who had an interest in blocking it. Because what they were doing, for instance, Twitter blocked the spread of the New York Post article that was critical of Hunter Biden, calling it at that time that they had a reason to do so. Today, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says, well, that was unacceptable. We did not do that great. Now, is that because they got caught with their hand on the Twitter machine shut down, or because they're seeing it blow up in their face? And is it because Senators Cruz, Graham, and Hawley now saying, we want you, Jack Dorsey, and the heads of Facebook and others to appear? We're issuing a subpoena. We want answers, and we want them now. Senator Kennedy of Louisiana kind of put some things in perspective.
The New York Post is a responsible, reputable news organization. It is subject to the libel laws and the defamation laws of our country. If social media is playing favorites here and trying to pick winners and losers and discriminating against the New York Post because it doesn't like the article, that is wrong.
It is wrong. And it's interference with an election to the extent that you're censoring information that should be made public. Now, the Post still had its publication it could put out, but they were shutting down any other social media efforts to distribute that story. Senator Cruz says, they just crossed, and I'm quoting, they crossed a line that is very dangerous. He said, look, if this isn't true, it'd be very easy to get rid of. They could just do a press conference with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, both there. Hunter's around. Nothing to prevent him from answering questions, and he can answer questions. Is this your computer? Are these your emails? Is this real? And Senator Cruz adds, it's amazing, though, how much of the press wants nothing to do with this. Nothing. They don't want to know what the vice president of the United States was selling favors from the White House. Senator Cruz stressing, I mean, that is what this allegation is all about, that for money, for millions of dollars, to his family, Hunter Biden was selling official policy, official aid of the U.S. of America to foreign countries. If it's true, and again I'm quoting Senator Cruz, if that's true, this is serious, serious wrongdoing. And it's stunning that much of the media wants to ignore it. And as you know, not only that, Facebook and Twitter decided to do more than ignore it, to censor it, and to silence it to prevent people from even finding out the facts of the press story. In other words, if you were hearing things yesterday about what the New York Post had published, you start going to Facebook and Twitter, you try to open up the Washington Post Facebook or their Twitter machine to see, not Washington Post, New York Post, in trying to find this information, you weren't going to find it because it was locked down. They shut it all down. And that's why Senator Cruz said they just crossed a line that's very dangerous. And the point being, again, what was taking place deserves an inquiry. And it's very simple. Ask questions, get answers. Ask questions, get answers. They don't want to ask any questions. They don't want to know the answer. And as Senator Cruz said, if this is true, Hunter Biden, along with his father, was selling favors from the White House, millions of dollars to his family, selling official policy. Here's how Senator Kennedy of Louisiana describes that process.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I'm telling you this. This is the message it sent to the rest of the world. The foreign policy of the United States of America can be bought like a sack of potatoes.
No one says it better. And of course, I like his Louisiana accent too, just like I do James Carville. Not a laughing matter, though, about the subject, is it? And do you remember how Joe Biden stepped forward to shut down the investigation of Burisma once his son was on the board? Oh, I'm going to review it again with you. We got a lot more to cover at this hour. Please stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Joe Biden laughing it up. In 2018, as he was addressing a council on foreign relations, how he got a prosecutor in Ukraine that was looking into the Burisma operation, the energy company, looking for possible corruption. And his son, Hunter, had recently been on the board of the same Ukrainian natural gas firm, Burisma. He was on the board. He was working with them. He was doing that even while his father was vice president. We're talking about even in 2015. And then he got in 2018, Joe going around talking about, I shut them down. He said, I had control of the purse strings. And Obama said, you can either give them $1 billion or not. You go make a decision. And that's why he told him, you're not going to get your $1 billion unless you fire that prosecutor. Well, SOB. He got fired. Isn't that funny? Now, the New York Post reporting on these emails that were supposedly coming from Hunter Biden's computer, the same information already delivered to the FBI and apparently nothing done, had been kind of alluded to in a Senate hearing back in August. Nothing was done by the mainstream media. So the Post published this, and it included an April 17, 2015 email from the Burisma advisor, Vadim Pozharsky, to Hunter Biden, quote, Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. Really an honor and a pleasure. And Biden had been insisting I didn't meet with anybody. Now the Biden campaign is stating, and I'm reading, according to Politico, Biden's campaign would not rule out the possibility that the former VP had some kind of informal interaction with Pozharsky. It wasn't on Biden's official schedule, they acknowledge it, but he might have had something. Some things we know and some things we don't. Senator Kennedy, Louisiana, says, here's what we do know.
Here's what we do know, and it's important. President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of America's foreign affairs with two countries, Ukraine and China. And in both cases, his son, Mr. Hunter Biden, walked away with millions of dollars of contracts. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I'm telling you this. This is the message it sent to the rest of the world. The foreign policy of the United States of America can be bought like a sack of potatoes. And that's a disservice to America and to the world.
And since he mentioned China, yes, the emails show that Hunter Biden was pursuing lucrative deals involving China's largest private energy company, including one he said that would be, quote, interesting for me and my family. That's big news. I don't care how you look at it, it's big news. Whether you want to put it down or not, say it's fake. What's the mainstream media doing about it? Hiding it. We'll get into that when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing. And this is a big smoking gun. In other words, Hunter was being paid for access to his vice president father, who was specifically put in charge of Ukraine and Russia. These emails show that Biden's repeated claim that he has never spoken to Hunter about his business dealings were a complete lie. It was a total lie. He lied to you over and over because he's trying to cover up a massive pay-for-play scandal.
That is President Trump last night at a rally, talking about the article that was breaking yesterday in the New York Post, as it published emails suggesting Hunter Biden had introduced his father, then Vice President Biden, to a top executive at Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings in 2015 at Hunter Biden's request. Now, the emails were in a hard drive of a laptop dropped off at a repair shop in 2019. The repair shop says it was brought in. We were told it has water damage, been in water. Can you save it? Can you save the material? And we started to work on it. And we were pulling this stuff off. We began to see what was there. Nobody ever came back to pick up the computer. Everything on it indicated it belonged to Hunter Biden. They're not sure at this point if Hunter was the one who dropped it off. But everything indicates, according to the laptop computer store, that it belonged to Hunter, or at least he had access to it because of the numerous emails. The hard drive of the laptop, a copy of it, went to a lawyer for Rudy Giuliani, personal attorney for President Trump, and also apparently to the FBI. Don't know if the laptop guy sent it to him directly or Giuliani did. And apparently it was also available to some extent, possibly, by the Senate Investigative Committee looking at Hunter Biden and Burisma, chaired by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. And then apparently when nothing was happening, when nothing was being done, nothing was being made public because the press was absolutely ignoring it, apparently the owner or somebody decided to give it all to the New York Post. And then it became fully public. You can dispute and argue if it's fact or if it's fiction, if they recreated it, all you want. But at least if you're a journalist, I mean a real, legitimate journalist, you're going to be asking questions. You're going to dig into it. You're going to want to know. You're not going to just take it and ignore it. Unless you're not a real journalist, unless you're in bed with the other party, and unless you are basically complicit in hiding and covering up to make them look good, anything you have to do to make sure Trump does not win re-election, ignore it, shut down the accounts, maybe it'll all go away. Well, Senator Johnson, back in August of this year, had issued an open letter recapping the scope and goals of his investigation. He said, I have the authority to issue subpoenas for records and testimony regarding certain agencies and individuals involved in the FBI Crossfire Hurricane investigation of Trump. Also, Secretary Clinton violating State Department policy with her private computer. Also, Vice President Biden meeting with his son's business partner, and others. And when Johnson put that letter out for all the press to see back in August, what happened?
What astounds me is how the press continues to ignore this. You know, we issued our report, and the press just ignored it. They said, well, there's nothing illegal here. Well, it's not my job to prove illegality. My job is to do oversight, get information to inform public policy, but also to inform the public. We gave the press, we gave the public a treasure trove of information that is very troubling, that is just crying to be investigated. And I think what we're starting to see now is the dam's breaking. People are coming forward with more information, and that's what's going to be required.
And Senator Johnson added some additional remarks on what he's calling the whistleblower. That would be the guy that at the computer shop that owned it, that had the computer in hand and then began to make copies of the hard drive, initially probably to save it. Then they began to realize what it was and either turning it over to a lawyer friend of Rudy Giuliani, or to the Senate committee, and or to the FBI, and then eventually possibly him also to the Post, because nothing was being done. Here's Senator Johnson again about the whistleblower.
This whistleblower, who, by the way, contacted us the day after we issued our report that the news media completely ignored, he contacted us, but he also apparently delivered this computer to the FBI. What did they do with it? What did they do with it? Are we seeing different levels of justice, one for Democrats versus one for Republicans, one for the one system of justice for the well-connected and one for the rest of Americans? I think this is what is coming together. We're seeing a very corrupt process here.
Yeah, let's dig into that in a little bit more detail. Yesterday, Twitter suspended the official account of the Trump campaign because Team Trump sent a tweet stating, Joe Biden is a liar who's been ripping off our country for years, based upon the New York Post article. Twitter suspended the account, saying it's locked. We determined this violated our rules. Jack Dorsey today has said, yeah, we didn't handle that right. We didn't do that right. We should have done a better explanation, and it was not really done right. Now, is that because he suddenly had an awakening? Or because he saw senators like Cruz, Graham, and Hawley of Missouri saying, we're issuing subpoenas. We want you right in front of us immediately. We want to know what you're doing. See, all of them, Twitter and Facebook, they all claim we're neutral. We're only closing out things that are damning to people in general. And yet they continue to let all the stuff be spread around the social media scene about Trump is a fascist. Trump is a racist. There's no fact to either one, but they don't shut those down, do they? Let's look at Facebook for a moment. Andy Stone, who is the social media company's policy communications manager, apparently boasted about burying the New York Post story on proof that Hunter Biden merchandised access to his dad. Stone sent out a tweet yesterday morning. While I will intentionally not link to the New York Post, I want to be clear that this story is eligible to be fact-checked by Facebook's third-party fact-checking partners. In the meantime, we are reducing its distribution on our platform. I told you about that yesterday. It was happening while we were on the air. I said, if you think the left doesn't believe this has some volatility and could be damaging to the Democrats in this campaign, let me tell you what they're doing. And I cited to you then that Facebook was shutting down distribution from the New York Post story. And Twitter was shutting down their account. If you shut those down, how are they going to get it out? How are folks going to find it? If they hear about it, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? And I should also add that Andy Stone, in his biography he puts on Twitter, shows he has a long history of working for Democrats, including Senator Barbara Boxer and the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. So you know, he leans to the left. I should say not leans to the left. He is the left. We don't know for sure how much of this is fact and fiction at this point, but there's enough here to raise a question. If you're a legitimate journalist, the words of Senator Kennedy of Louisiana.
We want to get this right. It's important that we get this right. But there's an answer. Every responsible news organization in America, and frankly the world, needs to be investigating the veracity of these accusations and those emails. This is important, and we need to get this right. And that's why we have the First Amendment and why we have a free and fair, supposedly fair, media.
Yeah, but the social media giants are not fair. We know that. And Senator Cruz in an interview said, everyone in the media who says this story is unverified, he said that didn't stop the New York Times from going on and on and on of what they say were the president's tax returns. It certainly didn't stop a lot of blue-check mark journalists from talking about the Steele dossier and the so-called P-tape. And now that is unverified. Senator Cruz said, in this case, I don't know if the New York Post story is right or wrong. That's not actually what we should be debating. And Joe Biden should be answering those questions right now. He said, but this, big tech, getting worse and worse. They crossed a line here. They crossed a line that is very dangerous. He said, they've always been censoring conservatives, conservative ideas. I've chaired multiple hearings on it, and now we're going to get them to explain this. Good. Hold their feet to the fire. And, of course, tonight, a chance for you to operate, should watch, either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. You want to flip a coin, or have you already made up your mind? Well, I'll tell you this, the left is incensed that you have the option. I'll explain when we continue as you hear them rail against NBC.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I got to tell you, though, the story of the day, you know what everyone is talking about? Everyone I know. They are outraged about what's happening tomorrow night.
The dueling town halls.
Yes. Why on earth would NBC agree to do that?
All right, I'll plus minus it. Equal time.
Oh, you can do equal time on a different night. You can do equal time at a different time. You don't have to do it at the same time and then divide the country further by having them choose. The whole point of it was to bring them together.
It's the only time he offered us. He said he wouldn't do it any other time.
Well, so he's controlling the programming schedule at NBC?
Something's better than nothing.
So then they learned nothing from 2016? They're allowing a man who made all the wrong decisions by showing up at a debate, not getting a COVID test, and then becoming a super spreader, and then refusing to do the debate, and they're giving him They're rewarding him with prime time on a major network, on cable, and on their Spanish-speaking network. Someone who made all the wrong decisions and someone who backed out of a debate. How does that help the American people? How does that inform the electorate by putting those two people on at the same time and making people choose from one to the other? And don't give me that BS about, well, you can take one. That's not what it's about. This is an outright embarrassing ratings ploy on behalf of NBC. And I am shocked and surprised that they would allow the president of the United States to do their programming and manipulate them into doing this.
Ha! Huh, God, Don Lemon Fruitcake. And his exchange with Chris Quote, Lemon Fruitcake gave us so many lies there, I can't even begin. But let me hone in on just this one. When he said, everybody's talking about, this was last night. Everybody's talking about this, that there have been dueling debates. That's the biggest thing. No, it's not. Your New York Post story broke yesterday about Hunter Biden's emails on his computer. That's what real folks were talking about then, not as to the debates going dueling. And other NBC folks have come forward. I'm ashamed that NBC's doing this, Katie Couric being one of them. So you don't want the public to have a choice? You don't want them to decide which one they want? Are you afraid? Yes, yes, they are afraid. They're afraid how it's going to go. Of course, you had Cuomo said, I'll play the other guy, kind of give you reasons. Trump is not controlling NBC programming. He says, this is what I'm going to do. You want it? You can do it. We do it then. I don't have another time. He's campaigning even as I speak. I think he's in, I want to say Carolinas. I can't recall right now. He bans all over the place between now and Election Day. Biden's back in his basement. And Harris apparently going to do the same thing. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But again, when you look at all these folks that are so upset about this dueling debate town hall meeting tonight, Rachel Maddow, Senator Harris got into the discussion.
Are you as mad as everybody else is that NBC is doing a town hall with President Trump tomorrow instead of the debate at the same time that Vice President Biden's going to be on ABC?
I'm not touching that.
That is. Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you a different angle.
Yeah.
Should the networks refuse to give the president other opportunities for airtime if he's the one who refuses the chance to debate?
I'm not going to tell the networks what to do, but I'll tell you, I know who I'm going to be watching. So there you go.
Isn't that funny? I know who I'll be watching. Yeah, you and maybe a handful of others will be watching Biden. Somewhere in a sound studio, supposedly answering questions from real Americans. Remember that last debate like that? That question town hall meeting? They were stacked in favor of Biden. Trump is going to be in the midst of a group of people for a town hall meeting, and NBC will be carrying it. Biden the other day, when the New York Post story broke yesterday, they suddenly put a lid on his contacts with the media. By that, they mean no more media contact the rest of the day. They just shut it down. They don't want him to be asked those questions. And Kamala Harris, well, it would not look good if she put a lid on. So what they've done now is they're saying, you know what? We've got a member of our campaign that tested positive for coronavirus. Senator Harris was not in close contact, but we think, and she says, regardless, out of abundance of caution, aligned with our campaign, we're going to limit travel through Sunday, October the 18th. In other words, maybe by Sunday in a few days, everybody will forget about the New York Post story, so she won't be out there having to answer questions either. Did they really expect us to buy that? They didn't think Trump was really down with COVID. Remember, they're saying, oh, he's faking it, trying to get more votes. Well, I know what's going on here. Biden did not want to talk to any reporters about the Post story. Kamala Harris is saying, I'm not going to get in the middle of that. Let them take Biden down, then I can move in if we get elected. Oh, we got so much more to cover. I need another 20 hours for this program, but we'll have to shut it down now. If you missed any of it, go to Larry Connors USA Facebook. It'll be posted, unless Facebook decides to pull my account down or Dorsey pulls my Twitter account. Watch it for me, will you? In the meantime, make your plans for tomorrow. Let your family and friends know about the program. They want to be taking part in listening to this program as well. Back tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.